Welcome. Today we shall discuss on a very interesting topic today in aviation. How do planes fly? How really do planes fly? Do you know? This is what we shall be dimming our searchlight into today. If you have ever watched a jet plane taking off or coming into land, the first thing you will have noticed is the noise of the engines. Jet engines, which are long metal tubes burning a continuous rush of fuel and air, are far noisier and far more powerful than traditional propeller engines. You might think engines are the key to make a plane fly, but you would be wrong. I am going to tell you, things can fly quite happily without engine. As gliders, plane with no engines, paper planes, and indeed gliding birds readily show us. Okay. If you are trying to understand how planes fly, you need to be clear about the difference between the engines and the wings, and the different job they do. A plane's engines are designed to move it forward at high speed. That makes it flow rapidly over the wings, which throw the air down towards the ground, generating an upward force called lift that overcomes the plane's weight and holds it in the sky. So it's the engine that moves a plane forward while the wings move it upward. I said again, it is the engines that move a plane forward while the wings move it upward. In one sentence, wings make lift by changing the direction and pressure of the air that crashes into them as the engine shoots them through the sky. So the wings are the key to making something fly. But how do they work? Most airplane wings have a curved upper surface and a flatter lower surface, making a cross-sectional shape called an airfoil. In a lot of science books and web pages, you will read an incorrect explanation of how an airfoil like this generates lift. It goes like this. When air rushes over the curved upper wing surface, it has to travel further than the air that passes underneath. So it has to go faster to cover more distance in the same time. According to a principle of aerodynamics called Bernoulli law, fast moving air is at lower pressure than slow moving air. I say Bernoulli law states that fast moving air is at lower pressure than slow moving air. So the pressure above the wing is lower than the pressure below, and this creates the lift that powers the plane upward. Although this explanation of how wings work is widely repeated, it gives the right answer, but for completely the wrong reason. Think about it for a moment and you will see that if it were true, acrobatic plane couldn't fly upside down. Flipping a plane over would produce downlift and send it crashing to the ground. Not only that, but it's perfectly possible to design plane with airfoil that symmetrically looking straight down the wings and they still produce lift. For example, paper airplanes generate lift even though they have flat wings. We have seen here how plane flies, how the wings of a plane contribute to its upward flight.